100% locally made. Live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Good morning, everyone.
Hello,
how's the morning going so far around the team? What'd you guys get up to last night, etc.?
Sport last night.
How'd you go?
It was good. Always fun. Running around.
How many goals did you score?
Oh, I don't play.
Right.
I run around and do some reffing and some coaching. And it was field hockey last night. And so I was biting my fingernails all night and there's nothing left because somebody was going to get an injury.
Did they?
No, they didn't. But I had to stress to every team when I got there, please, 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 please be safe. There are rules for a reason, and I'm not having anybody having their shins hacked at or teeth missing.
Right, so people a little bit too hard when they play their adult sports, do they?
Well, it gets a little bit aggressive, and everybody wants to win, and I understand that. I get it, but also...
anyone out of the team would understand it's you.
I get it. I get
play
the need
to win.
I get the need to want to win, but also it doesn't mean you can go and like hit people with a hockey stick.
Did you?
Absolutely not.
Not about it.
Did you send anyone off like, hey, get off, get off?
No, I was firm but fair at the beginning of the match and said, nah, this is the state of the nation. This is what we're going to have to do. If you don't do it, you're off. And everyone went, fair. And play by the rules. I can't complain.
That's good. That's good. Tough but fair.
Tough but fair is the way to go
it's
with
too
sport.
Rule heavy on a Monday, man. That's a lot.
I had a bit of drama yesterday at home.
Is everyone all right?
Yeah, everyone's fine. I had to take baby Esme to the doctor for like the general There's all these doctor visits you got to go and do, right? Normal proceedings. Anyway, we go to put her in the little car capsule thing. Doesn't fit. Already grown too much.
No,
what?
Really?
And then, we're like, oh, I've got to adjust. There's like a little shoulder strap. You've got to pull out through. It's very fiddly.
Okay.
Anyway, do that. Still doesn't fit. She's grown out of the liner thing that you put in there.
Dude,
you see
no.
it? Swapping liners. We're running late. Emmy's stressed out.
What are you feeding baby Esme then?
Well, just regular milk. There's nothing else to it. They just grow. They grow up so fast, you know. She's riding a bike already as well,
which is sign her up to Crevo's in a matter of days now.
It won't be long, is all I'll say. But who knew? You have to change the little in a bit all the time.
In a bit,
that's right. I genuinely would not
would
have
never
that.
Have guessed it. No one tells you these things. I tell you what, I feel like I've been scammed a little bit.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And it is the Novos Comedy Week, so we're talking all things funny and a whole heap of great comedians coming on the show this week for the Newcastle Comedy Festival.
True.
That's
kicks
right.
Kicks off very, very soon, a couple of days' time, June 28th.
Ooh,
so that's super exciting.
Very
and
close.
Today on the show, Kirsty Wiebeck is getting on the line, and she's very, very funny. Very, very funny, so I can't wait to have a chat to her. But yesterday on the show, we asked for your best one-liners, your zingers. That will knock it out of the park in one hit.
I love a zinger burger.
So do I. We put it on the Instagram page and asked for your best one-liner. There's got a couple that have come in.
Oh, good.
Jace has messaged in saying, I used to be addicted to the hokey pokey, but I turned myself around.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm. I enjoy that.
I didn't like that.
Come on. Ben's message through, went to a zoo that only had one dog. It was a shih tzu.
That's clever.
Yeah. And after the show yesterday, Chris rung up.
Oh, yeah.
I bought a pair of gloves the other day, but unfortunately they were both left-handed, which is absolutely fantastic on one hand, but on the other it's just not right.
That's good gear.
You know what?
Love them.
Not a bad joke, but not great delivery.
No, he killed it.
He fumbled it twice on a one-line joke.
He's probably nervous.
Don't forget, mate, you're a professional. Believe it or not, it's
hardly. Good joke. Practice is
delivery.
My advice. Yeah, okay. Delivery is so important.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
All right, let's get into it, shall we?
Jackie, there's funding for heaps of things in Lake Macquarie.
Yeah, so there's some new funding. Over $100,000 has been allocated to 25 different applicants for events and festivals across Lake Macquarie.
Whoa!
That's great.
Yeah, there's heaps of stuff. You know what? Spread out like that, those sort of community organisations and whatnot, they make the money go further. You know, if you give it all to one place or whatever, they go, oh, we've got heaps of money. Let's go out for lunch, you know. But if you pass it all around, that's brilliant. They're all going to be extra good this coming festival season, no doubt.
Yes, absolutely. And I've written some of them down because I think that this one here, Ari, is really going to like.
Me?
Yeah, so it's Italian-themed destination festival, Lago di Mac.
Ooh, that sounds very exotic.
Food-based or...
I'm not entirely sure. I haven't looked into it too much, but I'm hoping it's food-based. I'm in Italian.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else they can festivalize with Italian culture, but bring it on.
Heaps. You've been to Italy?
Yeah.
Heaps of stuff. You can do like a full Italian thing.
Yeah, it's Italy is what it's really should
Italy,
be called.
I like that.
Even they call it that. You get there and there's signs up saying, welcome to Italy. So they're not denying it.
I wonder if we should, like, I should rally the troops in my family to do, like, a little market stall or something. And, like, make some pizza frit and pizzelle and stuff.
Oh,
like
you
that.
Should. Yes. You should.
You should. Yeah, some homemade gnocchi. Oh!
You could sign little autographs at the front. Job's done. I love it.
Yeah. The resident famous Italian.
Yeah, why not?
Test any. We're here.
Yeah. Little pre-festival testing. Yeah. Can do.
Okay, switching gears a little bit, but something that's also close to my heart as well, Jackie. Some kids have been caught after vandalising some new homes in Cameron Park.
Yeah, so this is actually been an ongoing investigation for over a month now. So May 4 to 6, there were some vandals, 5 teenagers in Cameron Park that vandalised newly built homes. Mm-hmm. So they were ready to be moved into. And the vandalism is quite extensive. So there's holes being kicked in walls, motorbike tracks around the carpet. And it's $50,000 worth of damage.
People just got their houses, you know, they're trying to move in. They've spent their life savings trying to get that, you know, sorted.
Yeah. And these homes as well around the new parts of Cameron Park, they're very fancy, they're also very big. Do we know exactly where these homes were?
They were on Butterworth Street.
Okay, yeah, so that's probably one of the most expensive streets in Cameron
Park. Is it?
Yeah, that's...
Even the butter's worth more. There we go.
That's enough.
All I can say is anyone that's interrupting, you know, people's lives like that, it's no good. Get a hobby. Play PlayStation or something, you know. Surely there's something better you can do with your time, more productive. Get a job. There's a good tip.
UFM. De Novos.
So this next story is kind of like a little bit of a warning on how to treat your significant other and not to do them dirty.
Okay, so Scott and I are both in relationships.
True.
We got to have our listening ears open.
Always.
Yeah.
Although I think I treat my partner very nicely. I'll put that out there from the outset.
Yeah, I think you do.
I think you treat Emmy very well as well.
Yeah, we work on it, but you never know.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, Esme, the baby helps things along.
Couldn't be more true.
Okay, so a New Zealand woman has taken her then-boyfriend to a disputes tribunal for breaching a verbal contract by not taking her to the airport.
Hey?
So basically, a woman has taken her boyfriend to court over the fact that he didn't take her to the airport. He either forgot or he couldn't be bothered.
That doesn't seem like it's a court-worthy... you know, thing.
Well, apparently, so this woman, bit of context, booked flights to go with her friends to go see a concert. But according to court documents released by the tribunal, the boyfriend had apparently agreed to take her to the airport to stay after staying at her house to look after her dogs while she was away. So basically, they were together 6.5 years.
Right.
She asked him the day before, hey, can you take me to the airport? 10:15 in the morning, would that be okay? He goes, yeah, no worries, doll. Doesn't show up.
Yeah. That's okay. That's a bit slack. He's just not showing up.
Mm. Yes, I agree. It's slack. Mm. It's no good, like you said. Mm-hmm. But is that worth the court's time?
It's not at all.
Surely not, right?
Well, she's been really frustrated by it. She's like, oh, look, you said you're going to look after my dogs as well, but because I can't get to my flight, I've had to take dogs to a kennel that I've had to take them out again and blah, blah, blah. So basically she's going, look, I want you to reimburse me for all the costs for, like, missing my flight, the dog kennels, all of it. So
doesn't seem reasonable.
It does not.
The court of, like, the
court of common sense
court
is telling
you,
no.
That is ridiculous.
Do you reckon they're already on the outs, though? Because 6.5 years they were together, and then she's just turned around after he failed to do one simple task, and she's gone, hey, nah, you need to reimburse me all this money, and, you know, I'm going to win this court case against you. Yeah.
If this doesn't break up the relationship, then she needs to hold on to that man forever, because there is nobody on planet Earth crazy enough to stay in that relationship and
put up with that,
being taken to court during the relationship.
Insane.
Yeah, you know what? Your word's not mine.
And this is why I'm not in a relationship.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And Creevo, you've just become a father for the first time, which is super exciting to our baby Esme. Could you imagine having 12 kids?
Oi!
Oh, that's a lot. That's choke on my coffee.
Cheaper by the dozen, mate.
One is hard enough.
Yeah.
Yes, well.
12.
Who's having 12 kids?
Elon Musk has quietly welcomed baby number 12 into the world. Now, apparently, it's not so quiet. It was earlier this year, and quote unquote, it's not a secret. All our friends and family know. Failure to issue a press release, which would be bizarre, does not mean it's a secret. So it's his 12th child with three different women.
Only three?
He's got three kids with Grimes, twins, now a third, that's baby that's number 12. Right. Siobhan Zillis, who's part of the brain
SpaceX? Neuralink.
Neuralink, that's part of the Neuralink. And then he's got a set of twins and triplets with his ex-wife, Justine Wilson. So what's that?
Oh my God.
Three sets of twins / triplets. Can you... As if.
No, weird genetics there.
As if.
I'm not sure what's going on. I do know that he has this thing about, like, you know, there's...
Genetically modified.
No. His sort of shtick is that he thinks that there's too much talk about people having smaller families. He thinks that people should have... just as many kids as you want, sort of thing. Lots and lots of kids.
So he just wants, like, a whole hoard's worth to fit in his palace.
I guess so. Well, he's got money to, you know, pay all these ladies.
Mm. Well, I've just literally typed into Google, and it's actually a lot lower than I thought. What is the likelihood of having twins? It's estimated that 1 in 250 natural pregnancies will result in twins.
Wow. That's
good odds. I thought that's a lot higher statistic than I thought. I thought it would be... like, less likely.
Yes.
I think it's more likely as well with IVF.
Yes.
Oh, I've heard that,
And you're more likely to move into, like, twins, triplets, all that sort of stuff with IVF. I'm pretty sure it's more likely. But if you're the current girlfriend of his...
Yeah.
Surely you're going, there's a pattern here, I'm not going to be the last.
Well, again, look, think of the money.
You'll get paid a lot of money.
He's 52. Like, it's becoming a... You got a newborn at 52.
Oh, it's nowhere near as bad as Robert De Niro.
Oh, well, what age is he?
Oh, he's like in his late 70s or something.
Oh, too old.
And he just had, like, another child, like, last year, wasn't it?
Robert De Niro is 80.
80.
Yeah. Yeah. Robert De Niro is 80. Yeah.
It's
crazy.
The oldest
that is old, right?
Well, Creevo, you got a little while to go. But start building the Creevo army.
Yeah,
happy
Empire.
Days. You can take on Musk.
No, I will not be taking him on. That is, 12 is so many kids.
Oh, he's not looking after him. Come on.
Yeah, you know what? And I think that's a problem.
Yeah.
That definitely is part of the problem. Wow, what an interesting character he is.
The New FM. Hey! We're
gonna wanna remember. The Novos. On this day.
Ooh, bit of a mixture for you today on June 25, taking a look back at what happened during this time many years ago and currently. In 1910, this is where we're going to start today. June 25, Igor Stravinsky's ballet, The Firebird, for the ballet's Russes, premieres in Paris. Now, this is important to me because I was a ballerina at one stage.
Were you? And
yes.
So what age did you stop being a ballerina? Or are you still one at heart?
I'm still one at heart. I still practice my turnout, my points. And
is that the thing where you're on tippy toes on both toes?
Point shoes, yeah. Right. Yeah. I could never get to that level, though. I wish. I'm too heavy.
Have you what? Said being ballerina must be tough?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
seriously.
Hours and hours a day.
You're in very good shape.
Thanks,
What do you mean you're too heavy? Well, like what weight do you need to be?
You need to be thin.
Right.
Usually, thin. But then again, I'm a lot, you know, healthier than what I was many years ago when I was doing dancing.
What's the one where they jump? Like they're on their toes,
yep.
And then they jump in the air, legs out, and then they're back on the toes. That must be the hardest, is it?
They're not landing on their toes.
Oh, aren't they?
No, they'll break their ankles.
Oh, in my mind, they were.
It looks like they're landing on their toes.
You know what?
They've got it down to a fine art.
Maybe it's not as hard as I think. Then
you could be a ballerina.
One of the most vigorous sports there is.
Yeah.
Also, on this day in 1929, operations to build the Hoover Dam over in Arizona in the US was approved. So that's a massive dam over there that looks like it's from a scene in Transformers. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that changed that whole area.
Sure.
There was no water there, the areas around it.
Yeah, bordering Nevada and
capturing it. They transformed the whole state, basically.
Well, you know everything about the US, Crevo, so.
No, I do not. No, I do not, but I am interested in it.
Also on June 25, in 1947, the first version of Anne Frank's diary was published in the Netherlands. That's
fascinating.
Very interesting. Oh, yeah. I love the story of Anne Frank. I think it's incredible. In 2020, Liverpool FC, we're moving over to football now, clinches its first EPL soccer title in 30 years.
There would have been a couple of pints drunk that night.
Maybe one
town.
Or two.
Have you seen Ted Lasso? That's all they do after football games, go to the pub.
I haven't, but I do know a soccer hooligan in the UK loves a beer. That's what I've heard, at least.
That's what you've heard.
It's coming home, famously. They keep saying that it's coming home, but it's not.
When did they... Is that the last time they won it?
Probably. Well, that was only like 3-4 seasons ago, so yeah, probably.
I'm
not keeping up with it at the moment.
Right, okay.
Yeah, more important things to
do. I thought you were our European soccer correspondent. Mm.
Well, I can be.
Apparently we had a Buckingham correspondent.
Well, yeah,
that would be good.
They're
on
our website, I think, if you want to know more about that.
Let's move over to famous birthdays now. June 25, it is one of my favourite singers at the moment, Benson Boone, who sings Beautiful Things.
Oh, great. So what a voice.
Beautiful. So he's 21 today. God, what a voice for a 21-year-old.
And
he's
so
young.
To be 21 and a rock star like he is at the moment.
Well, he's supporting Taylor Swift on the Eras Tour. Over in the UK, as he's been doing backflips.
He would be in the prime of his life.
Would,
you know, just getting out there. Imagine
backflipping.
And there'd be so many, you know, he'd be surrounded by ladies as well.
Not that that's why he got into the business.
Well,
not at all.
Yeah, but he's on the Taylor Swift tour. Can you imagine at 21 being on the Taylor Swift tour, the level of fame he's at?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, is all I can say. He'd be living the life.
He's a bit of a looker, so that's also working for him. Speaking of comedy festival as well, we've got a week of comedy here on UFM.
Sure do.
Comedian Ricky Gervais, he's 62 today.
Yeah.
He's looking good for 62.
I was going to say, is he no kids guy? I think he is.
I don't know.
He's saying that's why he looks good.
Yeah, because he hasn't had the stress of all of that.
Well, they say that kids age you prematurely.
So you guys, what do you reckon? Do I look aged?
No, not yet. But again, Esme's only like, 2 months old?
Not even.
There you go.
So maybe that's all to come.
Also, just quickly, June 25, it is Global Beatles Day. So if you enjoy the group.
If you love bugs. Base, that Beatles, right.
Fair enough. Yeah. And it's also National Goat Cheese Day. So go get yourself some cheese.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Now, I grew up on the Central Coast.
Yes.
Well, you know what? I've moved to the better Newcastle.
I was going to say, Scott, you can't talk. You grew up in Sydney, mate.
Yeah, but Central Coast is worse than Sydney.
No, all right. Yeah,
I'm throwing it out there.
Depends where you go. Anyway, I went to school in Erina, and just down the road from Erina is Gosford.
Yes.
Which is just not a great place.
I don't mind Gosford, but then again, I only visit for like an hour. So.
That's an appropriate amount of time.
Okay.
So they've got the little waterfront bit there, which is fine.
Lovely. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But the actual Gosford city, not really any good.
Why is that?
It's just... It probably was good about 50 years ago. The main street there was, you know, would have been booming. I remember even as a kid, well, the sort of tail end of it when, like, the roller skating rink closed and stuff, and that was the end of it, really.
Oh, that's so sad.
It was used to be a booming little town, like, yeah. Little CBD area, but then if for some reason, just all the businesses closed.
Oh, kind of like went into a sleepy-style
town. Sleepy-style area.
Yeah, right.
There's heaps of apartments there. There's tons of people live there, but no good, like, coffee shops, no good restaurants, no good culture. Mm. There's nothing there.
That's a bit boring. Then why would you live there?
Well, good question. I think a lot of it, they're actually calling it now a satellite city of Sydney, basically.
Oh.
So people are just, like, sleeping in Gosford and then working in Sydney, spending all their money in Sydney and not really developing the town at all.
So they're doing, like, little commutes, right? Yeah. So they're jumping on the train, going to work, coming home to Gosford.
Basically, and at the moment, there's heaps of building going on there, more flats going in. There's, like, a branch of Newcastle University going there and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's also a lot of companies that are going into voluntary administration. And they're saying Gosford Skyline is filled with cranes and like high rises, but a lot of them are on stop work at the moment because they've got no money left.
I was in Gosford recently for the A-League Grand Final,
yeah,
and all of these said cranes were lit up in blue and yellow.
Yeah.
Like, right. They're the colours of the Central Coast Mariners.
Right.
But, the skyline was just cranes. They are everywhere.
Wow.
And you know what? There's actually not... Like, it's kind of limited the amount of cranes that are available. Mm. We need more of them up here in Newcastle get some projects underway.
Well, why is the development in Gosford?
Yeah, so
why Gosford?
They're so greedy, Gosford.
holding
on, they're hoarding the cranes when they've got all this stop work going on.
Mm.
Like, things I want done. Hurry up and bring the things I want done up here. Bring up the cranes to Newcastle. Can we get that container terminal built? So they can stop banging on about it and get cheaper goods.
Oh my God.
I want that done. I want the new basketball stadium done. And I want the light rail out to the airport. And all those cranes could be up here doing those things rather than down there on a stop work.
That's
outrageous.
True.
So why don't you catch a train down there over the weekend, Crevo? Just walk onto the sites and just start demanding.
Well, you know what? Maybe I will. I think that's a good use of my time.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Tell you what, guys, pretty much like what Jackie just said from your live and local newsroom was the fact that we've got a player that's re-signed with the Jets, Lachlan Bayliss. Great player, great guy. But everything that's come out about the Jets at the moment is just signing after signing after signing. So we're going to get quite a few new players, which is really exciting. I reckon we're going to have a really strong team for next season, guys.
We always have a strong team.
Yeah.
I know, but like there's a lot of young players. They've got the legs. They've got the fitness. The skill, oh my gosh, we are going to be a force to be reckoned with, I reckon.
Honestly,
yep.
In the last season, it was a dental floss thin margin that cost us the silverware.
Sure, if that's what you want to call it.
It was so, like, if we were just a tiny bit better in a few ways, we would have got it, I reckon.
Well, the thing is, though, like, whenever I went to go watch a Jets game, there was a passion. There's a passion, you can see it in their eyes.
And that's 90% of the battle.
That's absolutely
right.
Staying
motivated.
That's it.
Yeah, exactly.
So true.
So hopefully the players that are staying with the Jets, they're able to kind of show these new recruits the way.
Come
it's
on,
like,
we got
yeah.
this.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Got this is our year.
This is how you hit the pitch right.
This is
so,
our
yeah.
year.
You get a new buyer in and it changes everything.
So true.
It feels different. It really does. I'm so excited.
So am I.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
One of the most, I guess it's got to be an iconic neighbour debate.
Mm.
It's up there with Can you park in their driveway if you know they're not there? Can you use their bins if they've left them out on the street?
So much neighbour chat. So true. Many discussions to be had.
So neighbours become good friends.
Of course they do. Of course they do. Do you mow their median strip out the front of their house? Pictures going viral at the moment on Reddit of a defined line in the grass where neighbour A has mowed up to and stopped and left about a metre and a half's worth of grass unmowed. So one side is neatly manicured, the other side looks like a dog's dinner, and the internet is asking, should you just grow a pair and mow the extra bit?
No.
What?
You should.
Okay, why do you say that?
No. Okay, for one, you know, if you're going over to their side, you're crossing a line. You're literally trespassing on their lawn.
Median strip's not their property. It's council land. Boom, next.
Well, I have not finished. And two, not your problem. Just as long as your house and the way that your median strip looks great, happy to do that. However, I'm not doing extra work if I don't have to. Absolutely not.
Ari, this is what you're saying is the problem with modern day Australian society.
This is the pettiness.
Back in the day when I was young, right, people just helped out their neighbour. They saw a neighbour in need whose median strip was a little long and thought, you know what, I'm not going to be petty and, you know, abide by this imaginary line that is drawn there. I'm going to mow across and help out a neighbour in need.
Well, for anyone who knows me or a little bit about my life, I do so much for my neighbours. I'm so nice.
So why aren't you mowing the median strip?
Yeah.
Because it is not my job. It is your job to look after your lawns.
That is the sort of thing
That's silly.
Fine. Well, don't live next to me then,
That
boys.
Is the problem with modern Australia, that people don't help out their neighbours anymore. They're only listening and interested in number one themselves.
Oh, please. I give them food and drink from the driveway drink months.
You're not asking to mow the entire thing, but if there's literally, if you're splitting the median strip, which again, it's genuinely a meter or a meter and a half extra.
Mm.
Just do it. You don't have to mow their entire median strip. Whatever's on the other side of that, like I know the median strip in my folks' place has some on the left side and the right side of the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
So if the left side coincides with the neighbors, mow that. You don't have to mow the right side, only the part so it's not a distinct line that looks like the barber's only done half a job.
Yeah, don't be, I guess, selfish like Ari is what I'm saying.
So I'm on an island again.
Well, let's see if you can find someone else to join this island with you. 4967-4105. Do you mow your neighbour's median strip?
Just that extra bit. Should it have been left long or should it be mowed, I guess is the question.
Absolutely. We've got tickets to go and check out The Odd Couple, starring Shane Jacobson and Todd McKenney. It's playing in Sydney this weekend on Sunday, actually, and you can go along for free. 4967-4105. Just tell us, do you mow your neighbour's median strip if there's just that little bit overhanging?
To Maitland, couldn't be more perfect. Greenkeeper Pete, our expert, I guess, in lawns. What are your thoughts?
Oh, geez, I don't know about extra, mate. That's stretching the truth a little bit. Mate, the old saying, love thy neighbour.
Yeah, say good.
So you reckon mow across as you're already there with the mower running, right?
100%. Yep, I mow it, I fertilise it and edge it and also spray the weeds as well. So, you know, your OCD does your head in sometimes. You see a little imperfect little bit and you think, oh bugger, it's only going to pay me 5 seconds.
Hang on though, Pete, you do this for a living, yes?
Yes, correct.
Well, there you go, that explains so much, because you're already there doing your job, so it's part of your daily routine.
He's not getting paid for it, but yeah, he's doing his neighbours, yeah, he's not getting paid.
Just a neighbour, no one else, you know, no one else can have SBWs.
What are SBWs?
FWB, Friends with Benefit.
You know, I want to move next to Greenkeeper Pete. I won't never have to mow again.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
Deluxe. And now
now your chance to win even more prizes with us this morning for our game. This is Lowest to Lux. If you don't know how it works, let me give you an education. We give you three items. We need you to list them for us from the cheapest to the middle to the most expensive. You do that, you are going to walk away with a double pass to go and see School of Rock at the Civic Theatre here in Newcastle from July 18. This is presented by Hunter Drama, guys. This is one of probably the top theatre groups in Newcastle. And this June you can snag 2-for-1 tickets with code High Voltage. Book now, schoolofrocknewcastle.com.au. This is going to be such a good play, guys.
I love that High Voltage is a code word, because High Voltage Rock and Roll.
That's it.
I see there's a nice little, I guess, Easter egg in there, if you will.
It is very clever. So if you want to go away with these tickets and you want to play Lowest to Lux with us this morning, call us now, 4967-4105. Get your hands on these.
To Newcastle. Hey, Katie, how are you?
Fine, thanks, and you?
Oh, fantastic.
Beautiful.
Now, you're keen to get yourself some tickets this morning? You're a bit of a drama fan?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely. Good stuff.
Perfect. All right, should we just jump straight into it? You know how it works, Katie?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, here we go. Your first item on the list this morning is a 100ml bottle of Parker Rabanne's 1 Million Cologne from Chemist Warehouse. The second is the Alpine by Shearer's Way Ugg boot in the colour black from Mortel's Sheepskin Factory. And, of course, the last item is a 30-can carton of Solo from Coles. So just a quick recap there. The 100ml bottle of the 1 million cologne. You've also got the Ugg boots from Mortels. And, of course, the 30-can carton of Solo. So, Katie, which one do you think is the cheapest?
I'm going to go with the Solo.
Solo first.
Carton of Solo.
Okay.
The cheapest.
Yeah. All right. What do you think second?
Probably the cologne and then the Uggs.
Okay.
You seem confident there, Katie. All right.
Let's start to reveal the prices, beginning with the Solo.
So the carton is going to cost you $26 from Coles at the moment.
Ooh. Okay.
And then, of course, the Paco Rabanne Cologne from Chemist Warehouse.
Here's so what you fancy. Had in the middle.
Oh, that's going to set you back $100. Mm. Not cheap.
Okay, which means at this point you are still in the game. You can still win this.
So the Mortels Ugg boots in black, $199. You got four.
Yes, congratulations. You've done it. Well done.
Thank you.
No worries.
Hey, I'll play that. Let's build up a bit of excitement, shall we? Come on. Don't be too thrilled, Katie, all right?
Katie's about it.
Are you at work or something, Katie? Or like
Katie.
Classic. You got to play it cool so the boss doesn't know you're winning prizes in the background, isn't it?
Yeah.
There we go. Nice. Well done.
New FM. The Novos.
And sometimes it's so easy just to throw things in the garbage. Like, you know what to recycle, what can be reused or turned into other things.
Or you're just lazy.
Well, hopefully nobody's lazy. Guilty. Hopefully they're all getting dispersed properly. You've got to say that.
I've thrown some cardboard in the bin before.
Yeah.
I'm the first to put my hand up. I try and recycle.
You try your very best to recycle. And a lot of the time, you don't know what can and can't be recycled. And over the weekend, I was shoe shopping, buying a new pair of kicks. And there's certain stores around that say that bring your old pair in, recycle them, we'll turn them into something new.
Oh, really?
And then you can buy yourself a new pair.
What
shoes did you get in the end, just quietly?
A pair of ASICs.
Nice.
So they were
Someone's
nice.
Someone's living good.
So ASICs do the recycling thing. Nike were doing it as well. I'm sure your big shoe retailers all do it.
Okay.
Drop them off. As far as I could tell, there wasn't any incentive to do it besides you're just doing what's
good. Right thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing.
Is it just me or... I haven't seen this type of thing advertised, though. Like, you walk past, like, Platypus Shoes or Rebel Sport or Nike or wherever. That's just not advertised.
Yeah, it's probably... They just got it there in the shop, is it? Like a little... bin or something, basically.
Yeah, well, it goes along with the whole, like, recycling your phones. Like, there's so many places that you can recycle your phones. You don't put your batteries in the normal bin because they cause truck fires. So you put them in certain specific battery recycling bins, like Coles and Woolies and that. Up until recently, we had the red cycling, the recycling of soft plastics, the Coles and Woolies. Let's not go down that road.
Right.
But one that's come up in Newcastle is Newcastle Sheridan in Katara and Warners Bay, the outlets.
Oh, yeah.
You could recycle your linen.
I've never heard of this either.
Apparently, this is according to Newcastle Weekly, the average household has up to 15 kilos of old linen.
And you know what? That is so true. It just sits there and you don't know what to do with it. Like an old sheet, you go... Just sort of in the closet, but not being used.
Yeah.
Let's get it out there. They're making it into new sheets, is it?
Well, they're turning it into new products. So they haven't elaborated as to what the actual product is, but they will be renewed into new products. And, I mean, I always keep a spare sheet handy just in case I need to do my ghost impressions. So I can run around and scare the kids at night. But if you're not having to do you don't have to do that, you can recycle your sheets. And I did not know this was a thing.
And also, if you've got two spare sheets... Maybe you want to have a friend do ghost impressions. But if you have three spare sheets...
You can make a blanket for.
Who has three friends?
No one's got three friends. So just send it to the recyclers, would you?
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM. And the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Home from work yesterday. Usually it's about midday that we knock off, which is great since we start so early. But I was driving around Cam Park, obviously getting home, and...
Is that the slang for Cameron Park?
Cam Park.
I've never heard of that.
Neither have I.
Never.
Cammy Park.
Yeah, well, we don't live out there, do we?
The T Hill, the Ties Hill, just shorten everything down.
Sure.
Just leave me alone. You don't live where I live. I can say what I want.
The Field.
The Field. Anyway, I was on the way home.
Yeah.
Okay, so obviously there's a little supermarket shopping centre, whatever, in Cameron Park these days. And I saw someone, just like a random pedestrian, walking with like some food that they would have gotten from Woolies or something. Anyway, he was wearing his pyjamas. This is the middle of the day. And I'm like, what a life that would be. Just to be able to go up to the shops in your boxers and your pyjama shirt and like whatever slippers you've got on at the time. And just on your way back with like the bacon and egg roll.
Here's a hot tip for life, Ari.
Yeah.
You can wear pyjamas wherever you want.
But this
is called working from home.
On a Monday, going to the shops in your PJs, what a life that would be.
Just do it one day.
Okay.
You can come in here in your pyjamas. I don't care.
Really?
Yeah. Do you care, Scott?
Doesn't bother us.
Yeah. You know what?
Yeah, well,
Scott
always wears his pyjamas. That and Crocs.
Wow. That's, I haven't seen Scott in pyjamas, really. Crocs, though, yes.
Crocs, yes, but I famously don't wear pyjamas.
You know what? Yeah,
I thought you were today.
You wear nothing when you sleep.
Exactly right.
Fine.
Exactly. You've got to be ready for anything.
It's at all times. That's a life lesson there. But, yeah, Ari, you know what? Mm. Tomorrow, wear your pyjamas in and then wear them to the shops. Very liberating, I find.
All right, done.
For
Let's
me, yeah, boxes and nothing else is what I like to wear to the shop. Classic Mayfield,
yeah,
really.
Get the police on standby.
I reckon.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
Asking the question, when did the wildlife get in the house?
Oh, dear.
So my mum came up to visit the other day and she was telling me the story about how a few days ago she woke up in the morning and said her face looked like, and she took a photo to show me, it looked like a fillet of salmon was on the side of her face.
What?
The swelling was from, she'd been bitten by a spider in the middle of the night, and her face had all swollen up.
Did you have to go to hospital or anything?
She took like some antihistamines.
Okay.
And it actually went down within a day or two. like fully back down. But she showed me the photo. It was extraordinary.
Crazy. It's
terrifying.
And you just never know, especially, I guess, some people that, you know, live a bit more rurally, it could happen. But also it can happen any time when wildlife gets into the house.
We've had lizards crawling up the corridor at my parents' place.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of lizards?
Like garden lizards. And I'm afraid of lizards. They're my biggest fear in life. And they
Really? Absolutely.
That's and they so were strange. Walking up the corridor, coming in the back door.
Is a lizard in your house, what is your, you know, what's your reaction when you see that?
Screaming.
Well, I was petrified, but also someone needed to stand up and try and shoo it out. So I tried, and I cried the entire time.
And this was, what, a couple of weeks ago?
This was yesterday, basically. Yeah.
Right, fair enough.
I could do you one better, boys, actually. So when I was a kid, when I was living in Holmesville, we had a couple of wild rabbits, some hares, roaming around the area. And one day, came home from school, and a little bunny rabbit had gotten in the lounge room and started eating and, like, chewing on the wires of the back of the TV.
Well, that's less than ideal.
We have to get a new TV.
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's annoying. Rabbits in the house is unexpected.
I don't know why Dad let a rabbit in the house.
Why? Well, this is the sort of, I guess, stories we're looking for. When did the wildlife get in the house? Now, if you've got a great story, we've got 4 tickets to Newcastle Comedy Festival to see Kirsty Wiebeck, who's going to be on the show later on, just after 8 o'clock.
Hell yeah.
She is a hilarious comedian. And if you want to go for free, this is your chance. 4967-4105. When did the wildlife get in the house? Could be as small as a spider or as big as, well, maybe even bigger than a rabbit. There are animals bigger than rabbits out there.
Just a couple.
4967-4105. When did the wildlife get in the house? Let's go to Killingworth first. Tracy, when did the wildlife get in the house?
It wasn't in the house. It was in the office. Our after-hours doctor and driver had come back from a shift and they walked in. And our office cat and a massive big possum were having a Mexican standoff over cat food.
That is fun. Oh, if only you had the music going and the cat food was there.
Oh.
The cat ran.
I love that there's an office cat. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, so am I.
Very cute. Why don't we have one of those?
Yeah, good question.
All right, let's go to Madawi with Donna. Good morning, Donna. What's your story?
Good morning. Well, my story started the day before, actually. I almost stood on a red-bellied black snake at the front of my house. But it scurried off, disappeared, and I didn't think anything more of it. The next day, I went to drop my kids off at childcare, came home, and just caught literally the tail end of a reptile in my house. And at that stage, I couldn't really work out what it was because it sort of disappeared in behind a piece of furniture. And anyway, I called the snake catcher and they came out and it was a juvenile red-bellied black snake in the family room.
Children
normally play with their toys.
Oh my god, there was a snake in the house. That's and the reptile catcher got
no,
it.
No good.
That ends well. Let's wrap it up in Raymond
Terrace.
We're
going to Raymond Terrace with Nadia. What happened with the animal in the house, Nadia?
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
Well, we were sitting in the dark watching TV one night, my boyfriend and I, and we sort of...
Ooh, okay.
Don't ask what we're watching, can't remember. Anyway, saw this sort of something flicker past and thought, oh, yeah, okay, and then flicker past again, and I thought, oh, is that a moth? All right, I'll get up and turn the light on.
Okay.
Anyway, and I'm like, we're trying to look for what it was and like, yeah, no. And then we thought it was a bird. We thought there was a bird in the house. And I have like this bird phobia, right?
So you're freaking out at this point.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Freaking out, thinking, oh, God, like, what am I going to do? Like, no, you need to get it. You need to find it. You need to chase it. Anyway, it ended up in the bedroom. So my boyfriend's gone into the bedroom.
And where was the animal?
In the bedroom.
All right, yeah, continue.
And anyway, we was trying to catch this bird. So I thought, oh, I can't stay in the house. I can't be in here. I've got this bird phobia. Nah. So
quickly now, Nadia, where was the animal and what was it?
So anyway, it was a baby bat.
Oh,
yeah. And I had to end up going in there and holding a holding a curtain across the doorway, a bed sheet, to try and get it out of the house.
Well, that's right. You have a bird phobia, not a bat phobia. Yeah, so you can get it out. Happy days.
Anything that flies.
Oh. Aunt Nadia is a proper scared.
105.3 New FM's Night Rider. I just came to win. Hunter City Motor Group. Locally owned and operated with 14 brands and over 500 cars. Visit huntercity.com.au.
And it's time to read out three more names to go into the draw to win this brand new car, thanks to Hunter City Motor Group, MGZS SUV.
Yeah, but these people need to call back. That is the key, to get into the draw properly.
Yep, that's right.
This is it. Sorry, let's get into the names, shall
Absolutely.
We?
Absolutely. Let's go with Donna Henry from Tallara, Kira Burnett from Bellbird, and also Greg Peters in Belmont. If this is your name, you need to call up right now. You have 10 minutes and 53 second window to do so. 49674105. Or if you know them, make sure you send them a message and get them to call in now. They can be in the draw to win this new car. Hello, who have we got here?
Yeah, it's Greg from Belmont. How are you?
Yay!
Well done, Greg. You've called up in the nick of time. Well done. You're in the draw, buddy.
That's excellent news. Thank you.
Good luck. Hopefully you can take home the car. And in the words of DJ Khaled, another one. Who do we have here?
This is Donna Henry.
Yeah. Good on you, Donna.
Yay. Another one.
Well done. You're in the draw for the brand new MGZS. All thanks to Hunter City Motor Group.
Unreal. Sounds wonderful.
Comedy Week with the Novos. 5-3,
New FM. The Newcastle Comedy Festival, it's on June 28th to July 21st. Big names coming to town. They're all going to make us have a laugh. And look, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I'm super excited to bring Kirsty Wiebeck into town. She joins us this morning. Good morning, Kirsty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Your show, I'll be the judge of that. Coming to the Comedy Festival, it's on 2 days, Sunday, June 30, and the 1st of July as well, at the Newcastle Comedy Club. Must be pretty cool to do two shows.
Yeah, I'm stoked. I've never brought a solo show through to Newcastle before, and we put one show up and it sold out really, really quickly, the June 30 show. So we were in the very luxurious position of having to announce the second show. So good on you, Newcastle, my new favourite place. Oh.
and I detect that you've never said that to any other place before. I believe we're the only ones
exactly
for you.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about it.
It's loosely based around me trying to be less judgmental while maintaining that I don't think I'm particularly judgmental in the first place. But then it's a series of stories that happened over the last 12 months, full of jokes. I've got a bit at the beginning that's been very polarising for the entire country so far. It's about how much I hate trifle.
Oh,
the dessert.
Okay, we're gonna have to stop you right there.
And that's the end of the interview.
Why do you hate trifle?
I just think it's disgusting. I think it's a cop-out. I mean, if you're going to make a dessert, I don't think you should just be allowed to go into your refrigerator and pull out all the sweet and sweet adjacent items, shove them in a bowl, give them a zhuzh, and then serve it up to your unwitting dinner guest.
Not wrong.
Yeah.
Not wrong.
I'm on your side, Kirsty.
You made a good point. You know what? I've swapped team. I hate trifle as well now. I'll never eat it again, and it is the worst food in the world.
You've made multiple appearances on TV shows, just like The Project, The Weekly, as well as Today Extra. Did you have a certain experience that you enjoyed the most?
Probably to go a bit rogue on the ones that you just mentioned. Mm-hmm. I've done the last two series of Question Everything, Will Anderson's TV show.
Oh, yes. Yep.
And I've really, really enjoyed being a part of that. Like, I find that show to be so much fun. And I think on the last episode that I did last season, I told a story, which was a true story, and it was about how I was on a walk one morning and a baby possum ran up my leg and into my shorts.
Oh.
I hate it when that happens.
And I know it's a wild story, but the Daily Mail picked it up, of course. Like, just my DMs for months after that were an absolute shambles.
Oh. Show us your possum and all that sort of stuff.
Pretty much.
Because your show is actually called I'll Be the Judge of That, we wanted to do like a small little game with you, asking what you're judging people for, judging over, choosing plain salt over chicken salt.
I'm a purist. I'm going plain salt.
Ooh. Controversial. Yeah. Aryan. Jeez.
I knew you'd hate that. I knew
chicken salt's the way to go, Kirsty. Come on.
Has to be.
I reckon most Australians would say chicken salt, yeah. But I reckon plain salt. I'm a purist. Like, you should be going to somewhere where the food is good enough that you don't need to spice it up with chicken salt.
Wearing Crocs or sandals and socks? You see this out and about. What are your first thoughts?
I'll tell you this for free, Kirsty. I'm wearing Crocs and socks today, so be very, very mindful.
He wears Do not be day. Mindful. It's disgusting.
I'm going to say sandals and socks, and it's mostly because I don't have Crocs.
Oh, there's the problem. Go right. And get yourself some.
Don't. Never get them. They're a crime against all of society.
They're a worthwhile investment in my eyes.
Well, they're really comfortable, right?
Like, absolutely.
Once you wear them, like, you're not going back, are you?
This is my second pair. And I'll tell you what, no regrets at all. We'll drop the price tag, no dramas.
I think everyone else regrets seeing them, though. So there are plenty of regrets.
All right, we'll wrap this one up with you, Kirsty. Apple and Samsung, which one are you? And do you judge people that use the other?
Okay, I'm Apple.
Good.
Yes.
And the main thing that winds me up about people using anything else is that you can't have group chats with them.
That's a pain.
Like, why do I have to give you a personal message on the side when everyone else got the information in one go?
She's hit the nail on the head. Kirsty Wiebeck is coming to town for the Newcastle Comedy Festival. I'll be the judge of that. Sunday, June 30, Monday, July 1, Newcastle Comedy Club. Get your tickets online.
Get them quick because they're selling fast. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, legends.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Hunter is just beginning to see a little bit of an egg shortage because of what's going on down south.
Mm. Yeah, the bird flu.
Bit of a bird flu situation. A couple of days ago, I went into Mayfield Aldi and the free range, there was one box left.
Oh, no.
And it had, like, two broken ones in it.
Not like, ideal.
I'm not paying for 10 eggs. I'm not paying for 10 eggs, full 12 price. Not happening. Went over to Woolies, there was plenty of stock. So, you know, all's well that ends well. Mm. But it did get me thinking, when you go into, I guess, a supermarket, there's essentially only three types of eggs. You've got chicken eggs.
Yeah.
You got salmon eggs in the terms of fish roe, and you've got Easter eggs.
Right? Yeah, okay.
Supermarkets, they've got.
They don't count.
They've got three types of eggs, very limited.
When you say salmon eggs, do you mean caviar?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
You got caviar.
No, that's a fair question.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But there's so many eggs out there in the world. Mm. Why are we only eating three types of eggs?
I've genuinely never thought about it.
Well, isn't it just has to do with supply?
Well, I don't know. I just don't think people have thought about it. And this is the type of, I guess, situation that gets us caught when there's, say, bird flu. Because we don't have any backup eggs.
Well, surely there's duck eggs, isn't there?
There's duck eggs.
Yeah.
You
can't whale eggs.
Yeah, you can't buy them at the supermarket. When did you last see a duck egg for sale?
I'm sure if you go to one of the Asian grocers and things like that, they should have something available.
But there should be a wider variety of eggs available is what I'm alluding to.
In our generics, like, chains.
That's right. Yeah. And I've come up with some ideas of other eggs that could be for sale and also some dishes that could go with it, right?
Okay.
So here's my first one. I was thinking we should be able to get swan eggs, right? A lovely sunny-side-up swan eggs.
Yeah, then you need to get a brand new frying pan. How big that would be?
Well, I don't think they're that big. I think a swan egg's probably only...
It's smaller than a goose.
Smaller than a goose geese. That is a famous saying.
They are.
Right, so sunny side up for swan eggs. That's it. Okay. What do you guys reckon about that? Is that a goer?
Well, we have plenty of swans over near Turalba, so yeah.
All right, done. We got one win.
Widely available.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay, what about this? What about poached peacock eggs thoughts and feelings.
Sounds where a little... are you going to get a peacock from?
Well, there's peacocks all over the place. People farm them and everything. And you know what? A little bit fancy as well, I reckon. So, you know what? Some poached peacock eggs.
It sounds fancy, but I don't think it would taste fancy.
I'll have some toasted soldiers, please, with some poached peacock eggs. Sounds lovely. All right? Okay, that's also a win. I'm taking that as a win.
Okay.
How about this? A turtle egg tart.
No, I'm sorry, I'm not eating a turtle.
Scott says no.
Not eating a turtle. No, thank you.
What if they did a fun advertising campaign with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
It's called cannibalism.
Turtle power. Well, you're going to eat a little Donatello, are you?
Obviously, it's also a no. Okay, all right. What about this? How about some emu eggs? What are your thoughts on emu eggs?
I think people do eat those, don't they?
Emu eggs Benedict. Imagine that. Bit of hollandaise sauce, absolutely delicious. And huge too. You can just have one egg and cut it like the Benny, your Benny, you can cut it in four, feeds a family.
We've already had the great emu war. I'm not taking on the emu eggs to try and have another war breakout, no way.
So it's a no from Scott. What are your thoughts, Ari, before we wrap this up?
Because they're giant eggs, right?
Yeah.
That's a lot of scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
You're gonna need plenty of pieces of toast to go with
a lot of toast.
Yeah,
you're for it.
That's good for a boozy Sunday.
Yep. I'm taking it as a win.
Helgas are rubbing their hands together.
Like, how much? We're going to sell so much toast here. And one more to wrap things up. How about this? How about a crocodile egg omelette? Crocodile eggs. Ooh. Thoughts and feelings.
Yeah, but I think you might have to get that past the keeper. The keeper being Robert Irwin. Try and do that.
Yeah, there's heaps of crocs. They've got a bit of a problem up north at the moment. Too many crocs.
Well, there you go. Let's go move in with Robert Irwin and snag some crocs.
You've got a direct line to him, don't you?
Oh, sure. I work in media. He'll be begging for it.
A crocodile egg scramble for the win. Eggs galore. Let's get this sorted because we can't have a shortage. We can't have the whole COVID toilet paper situation again.
Give me my Easter eggs and I'll be happy.
That'll do ya.
UFM.
De Novos.
Taking things back to high school, the New South Wales government has revealed Madawi's getting a brand new public high school, which is fantastic, at 6 Abundance Road. So if you know where that is or you're close to there, I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of development in Madawi and the growth of Madawi and regional areas right across the Hunter will see more schools and more families and more kids, therefore needing an education. So a brand new school in the area begs the question, should the education curriculum change as well? And I reckon it should. I reckon parts of the education system are dated, that they are no longer needed. What has so far been good all the way through, even things that I learned in high school 10 to 15 years ago, I don't think are as applicable or as needed in a contemporary society. So a curriculum shift should be on the cards. So,
what sort of thing are you thinking of that or comes to mind you think shouldn't be taught anymore?
Well, a big one is that the jobs of today and the jobs of tomorrow are not the same as the jobs of yesterday. So we need to be looking forward to what jobs are we encouraging the youth and the young ones of today to move into. And I'm not saying that going into the influencer lifestyle is a safe career choice. I'm not saying that at all.
No.
But social media is here and it's here to stay. We need to be doing more with social media. We need to be learning about the impacts of social media, about the dangers, about the laws, about how to use social media, how to make money off social media. And like, I did business studies in school and that's great. You learn what a business is. Cool. What about small business studies? What about starting up your small business, how to generate profit and turnover and a realistic timeline for how selling candles as a hobby can turn into a multi-million dollar business?
Like Etsy and Amazon and things like that, setting up your own profile pages, and selling all your stuff online. Yeah, absolutely.
Another one that, again, always cops the slack is I'll never use Pythagoras' theorem again. And again, as someone who's jumped around between management roles and travel roles and now a media role, yeah, I've never used Pythagoras' theorem again. The whole argument is, yeah, but there are industries where you do need to use it, such as construction. That's great. That's fantastic. Why are we teaching that specific niche but not other specific niches?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd argue against that and say that math is more about problem solving. So it's teaching problem solving rather than the specific theories.
One could argue that's what Shakespeare is for as well. I mean, think about the dramatic license in his stories. That's problem solving as well, but with people.
I think that Shakespeare's outdated. Shakespeare's got to go.
Excuse me.
Shakespeare has to go.
Very oldie language, to be fair.
I went to university for comms and media, okay? I'm not using triangles. Fancy.
Yeah, but still, I mean, why is Shakespeare any better, though?
Why has Shakespeare helped you in your media degree?
Well, it has because it's helped me how to, I guess, form a sentence.
That hasn't gone too well.
I'm going to kill you, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I'm coming for you.
Look, I reckon there's a couple of things missing as well. Big one, I reckon, is how to not get scammed.
Because
I was literally standing in the post office yesterday at the counter posting off some packages, and this lady next to me was like, oh, I need to purchase some gift cards to send to this person overseas. And the lady behind the counter was like, I think you should double check because this is a common scam. Yeah. And the poor girl was honestly, she was totally like a deer in headlights.
Oh, no.
And you just think there needs to be a class in school on how to like search for a scam.
Identify a scam.
And see when it's coming because that is such a big problem these days. Mm. Another one I reckon is, and this is just something that is, you know, should be taught more. How to catch a lizard if it's in your house.
Oh, shit.
That's flummoxed Scott. He was very scared. He even cried a bit the last time he had to do it. And if he had a class, it would have been sorted, right?
He would have been.
It wouldn't have been a problem.
That's hilarious.
We would have been able to get through it. One fun thing that I thought of recently when I was, my girlfriend and I were doing a short film, not that kind of short film, but we were making a movie as part of a production with a Sydney-based high school. And everything was done by the students. They operated the cameras, the microphones, the audio, everything. And they said, oh, yeah, this is part of our multimedia class. And I went, where the heck was that when I was in school?
Yeah, I would have loved to have had that too.
Yeah, literally. So I think we're moving in a direction of that there are jobs for the future that we are going in certain respects. But then the past and the generic way of teaching things is holding us back.
It needs to be changed.
You need to get rid of the old and in with the new.
Look, I would just be very impressed if a school introduced a course where they go, oh, this is how you change a tire and how to jumpstart a car, because where was that on the weekend when I needed it?
Oh, there we go. That practical stuff too, hey? That would be very handy.
UFM. De Novos.
We're pretty much done for today. Don't forget as well, make sure you register if you haven't yet. Newfm.com.au. Mm-hmm. Get yourself in the draw for the MGZS. All thanks to Hunter City Motor Group with Newfm's Night Ride. We're reading out names all throughout the day, so you've got to keep your ears peeled, then call back in 10 minutes, 53 seconds.
Do you reckon if we don't get enough people in this draw, we get to take it home?
Good luck getting that one past the boss.
There are already so many people in the draw already,
anyway. I'll go ask the boss.
Well, look, I'd say good luck to you. You never know. Free car's a good car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any car's a good car, really.
Yeah, that's true.
Take that.
True. Yeah, better than a bike.
Oh, we're pretty much done for the day. What are you up to afterwards, Scott?
Trivia's on tonight. I'm going home to get ready. So SJ's on Beaumont Street, 7 o'clock. Come along. If you mention that you heard me talk about it today on the show, hey. Make you a bonus point or two.
What do you wear to trivia, Scott?
Nothing.
Crevo wishes.
Last time I went, it was just he only had the Crocs and the radio on.
Yeah, the birthday suit. There we go. Oh. Yeah, that's part of the charm.
Yeah. Now, what is your trivia boss outfit? Because he's a bit. I'll tell you what, Ari, if you haven't seen his trivia, he's a bit of a trivia boss.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah. I'd literally just rock up wearing this.
Yeah.
I rock up wearing shorts, shirt, jumper.
Yeah. It's a casual vibe.
Sometimes I wear actual shoes rather than Crocs, but that's also debatable.
I think you should put some real shoes on.
There you go.
You don't wear a suit or anything?
God, no. I rocked up with my housemates who got married a couple of weeks ago. I rocked up wearing a pair of boots because I was trying to break them in and I stood out like a sore thumb.
You were the only one.
I was the only one that actually looked like they were coming from a business meeting to do pub trivia. And I was like, I'm not a... I thought the boots are going to hurt my feet, so I took my Crocs as a backup.
Yeah. Tuesday night at SJ's, a casual vibe.
Very, very casual.
It's the best trivia around. Go check it out, is my advice.
Oh, you're too good to me, Credo.
Favourite food at SJ's?
Oh, the schnitzel.
Oh, yeah.
It's pub feed.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
Do you know, they also do these really, really big sundaes. and it's ice cream and cream and chocolate syrup, and literally it's diabetes in a glass. But well, it looks amazing.
He's stealing my gear.
Looks amazing.
He's stealing my comedy, Prevo.
All of your top food groups right there.
Exactly right. No fruits or vegetables. I'm happy with that.
Ice cream.
Done. Have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.